Welcome to this year's edition of FCA Connect, a new show produced at FCA for you to keep you updated on what's happening at FCA. FCA equips preschool through 12th grade with biblical worldview to be passionate ambassadors of Christ and a positive impact on our community. Now to our host, FCA Senior, Casey Curtis.
Hi, and welcome to this week's episode of FCA Connect. I'm here with Athletic Director Turner. How are you today?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm just fine. So I hear you're also a coach. When did you start?
I am a coach. I started coaching in 2010, and since then it's been pure joy for me, so it's kind of hard to get out of coaching. And when I got the head coaching job here for football, the AD job came with it, so it was awesome. I love it.
And when did you get that job?
I was officially hired in April, March-ish. But then I started June 1st.
Yes.
And ever since then, I've been here all the time.
That's cool. Yeah, we see you in the hallway every day a lot. Do you have any other jobs besides coaching at FCA?
I do. I'm a full-time parent.
Yes, that is a job.
That is a task in itself. But during the summer, I have my own lawn service. It's nothing big. I just cut the yards in my neighborhood, but I call it Turn Your Lawn Around with Turner's Lawn Service. Nothing smells better than fresh cut grass.
Oh, that's so cool because you can, like, your name is interchangeable.
Yeah.
That's hilarious. So, it's basketball season. And so, how do you, being in the athletic department, how do you prepare for the season?
Well, as an athletic director, it's kind of hard to prepare for basketball season because of the consistent changes.
Yeah.
There's always a change. And I have to be able to adapt to those changes, which that's one of my strong suits is adaptation, shall I say.
Yes. That's interesting. What success has the basketball team had in years past?
Well, last year the girls' basketball team went all the way to the regional finals. And this year they are expected to do the same. I mean, I know Coach Bethel, his expectations are high, and any coach, as a coach, that's kind of what you want to have for your team, and you want your team to meet those expectations. For the boys program, 3 or 4 years ago, the boys team went to the state semis, and they've been a regional qualifier every year. Last year, they finished in the district finals, I believe.
I don't know.
Well, this year, those expectations are still high. I know Coach Hooper holds his guys to a high expectation as well.
Yes.
And it's up to his guys to meet that expectation.
Yeah, I know they're normally really good. I just don't know, like, the length. But I do remember, like, when the girls made it to the Elite Eight. That's what I wanted to say, Triple Eight, but that's not right. So the Elite Eight, I remember that. And then way back when we were in I think it was junior high or just starting high school, the varsity football team made it to the Final Four, which was really cool because we got off like school early and
you mean
we got
the basketball team.
Yeah, the basketball team, the boys.
Yeah,
varsity boys basketball team.
It's a big day. It's a huge.
Yeah,
event.
It was. That was a good day. Who is our team's biggest rivals in both girls and boys basketball?
Well, Fisher Catholic is the crosstown rival, and there's always a rival with Grove City Christian. Just because we both were once in the MoCal, and we are now both in the Mid-State League in the Cardinal Division, and Burn Union seems to be a rival as well. I'm brand new to all this, but this is what I hear,
yes.
And this is what I'm going with.
Yes, they are. We have different rivals for different sports, but mainly for the basketball team, I know. Burnham is like a big game that everyone goes to. So what is the athletic department hoping to get from this season?
The athletic department is hoping to get a lot of support from the students and community and anyone that's involved in FCA. I mean, it's huge. The support brings a lot of camaraderie to the season, and their anxiety levels get high. I don't know, but I kind of think of it as like the Duke Blue Devils, like – their athletic department expects big things from the men's basketball team.
Oh, really?
So the student body shows up, the true fan shows up, and every home game is just erratic. It's nuts. It's pure chaos for the other team. because of the support that they get from the community and student body, which is, it's awesome.
That's really fun. I didn't know that. I'm not really a big sports person. So when you said that, I was like, sure.
Yeah, it's nuts. It is nuts.
That's crazy. I'll have to start coming to more games. I'm not like a, just like I said, I'm not really a sports person. So
come on, student body. You got to be a part of Hooper Six Man.
Yes, I do. I got a shirt, so.
If you got a shirt, then you got to be at the game.
Exactly. So thank you so much for coming on and talking about basketball.
Thanks for having me. It was a pleasure. AD Turner checking out.
Hello, this is your host Eli here with your weekly Trivia Factoids. This is a segment where I introduce you with five interesting little tidbits of trivia. This week I have a guest. His name is Austin Dempsey. Hi everybody. So let's get right into this trivia.
Well, in Germany, there are many different characters for Christmas. Nicholas comes on December 5th, and on December 4th, when the actual opening of the gifts is happening, they've been brought by Necht Ruprecht, Weihnachtsmann, or the Christkindl, which means Christ Child.
Day after Christmas, December 26th, is known as Boxing Day. It is also the holy day of Saint Stefan.
There is one town in India called Santa Claus. There is also a Santa Idaho.
It's where he keeps all his presents. There are 364 gifts mentioned in the 12 days of Christmas. That's more than Trump's kids can afford.
America's official national Christmas tree is located in King Canyons National Park in California. The tree is called General Grant Tree. It's over 300 feet high and was made the official Christmas tree in 1925.
That's bigger than most houses. Well, that's all the time I have this week. So tune in next time when I give you five more trivia factoids.
Second Peter 3:8-9. But do not forget this one thing, dear friends. With the Lord, a day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is like a day. The Lord is not slow in keeping his promise, as some understand slowness. Instead, he is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance. Now, if you've ever been with someone you love, you would understand this verse. Times move so slowly, but yet so rapidly. A blink could last a lifetime, or could waste away a day. But this verse describes something even more beautiful than this concept. The Lord wants to love and be loved by all. He's willing to slow down time so everyone can get a grace of his love. The kind of love that slows down reality or speeds it up. Most of the time, we need to slow down to bask in just a glimpse of it. Try to live in 2 Peter 3:8-9 today.
Thanks for joining us this week at FCA Connect. We hope you've been blessed by our broadcast. If you want to learn more about FCA, please visit our website at www.fcanights.org. or call us at 740-654-2889. You can also check us out on YouTube at youtube.com and then search Fairfield Christian Academy. Till next week, God bless.